Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Why We Die, The New Science of Aging and the Quest for Immortality, Nobel laureate Venki Ramakrishnan takes readers on an enlightening journey into the biological, ethical, and philosophical dimensions of aging and immortality. Through the lens of the latest scientific advancements, Ramakrishnan explores how our understanding of aging has evolved and the radical ways scientists are working to extend human health span and lifespan. The book challenges conventional beliefs about aging and offers a detailed discussion of the potential to not only live longer but also healthier. I'll give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding aging. Venki Ramakrishnan initiates Why We Die by delving into the molecular and genetic frameworks that underpin the aging process. The author explains the role of telomeres, the protective tips of chromosomes, which shorten with each cell division, potentially leading to aging and disease. Various genetic factors and environmental influences that contribute to aging are mapped out, highlighting recent discoveries in genetics that could potentially slow down or even reverse certain aging processes. Ramakrishnan simplifies complex biological concepts, making them accessible to readers of all backgrounds, illustrating how aging isn't merely a biological fate, but a complex interplay of various factors. Secondly, the role of disease in aging. One of the central themes in the book is the interconnection between aging and diseases, particularly how age-related diseases such as Alzheimer's, cardiovascular diseases, and cancers tie into the aging process. Ramakrishnan posits that understanding these connections is crucial for extending human life. He discusses innovative research, including the use of biotechnology to combat these diseases and potentially extend life expectancy. The concept of senolytics, drugs that selectively remove aging cells to improve health outcomes, is explored in depth, providing a glimpse into the potential future where medicine allows for targeted and effective age-related disease treatments. Thirdly, technological and biomedical interventions. The book delves into state-of-the-art biomedical and technological interventions that hold the promise of altering human aging. Ramakrishnan discusses gene-editing technologies, including CRISPR, and their potential to correct gene mutations that contribute to aging and age-related diseases. Moreover, he expands on the use of stem cell therapy for regeneration and repair as an integral part of extending the human health span. The ethical quandaries and the scientific challenges that accompany such advancements are thoughtfully examined, providing a balanced view on the implications of manipulating the human lifespan. Fourthly, ethical and philosophical considerations. In an engaging exploration, Why We Die does not shy away from the ethical and philosophical implications of extending human life. Ramakrishnan debates the societal impacts, including overpopulation, the disparity in access to life-extending technologies, and the profound questions about the natural human lifespan. The author encourages a discourse on whether it is morally acceptable to pursue immortality and how these advancements could reshape human culture, economics, and fundamental societal values. This topic invites the reader to consider not only the scientific, but also the profound societal changes that the pursuit of immortality could bring about. Lastly, the quest for immortality. Finally, the quest for immortality is scrutinized from both a scientific and a philosophical angle. Ramakrishnan discusses historical and current perspectives on achieving immortality, including the different ways cultures around the world view life and death. He reflects on how recent scientific advancements could potentially shift these perceptions and what it means for a society to have individuals that could live significantly longer or potentially forever. The potential impacts on resource allocation, healthcare, intergenerational relationships, and even planetary health are thoughtfully examined. In conclusion, Venki Ramakrishnan's Why We Die, The New Science of Aging and the Quest for Immortality is an essential read for anyone interested in the future of human health, longevity, and the ethical challenges that come with these prospects. The book is particularly suited for students of medicine and biotechnology, policymakers, philosophers, and the general public who are curious about the impacts of extending human life. By exploring the scientific possibilities alongside ethical boundaries, the book elevates the dialogue on aging and immortality, offering not just facts, but also philosophical musings on how prolonging life can ultimately benefit or challenge society. If you would like to support Venki Ramakrishnan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.